bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hola.
We're on the radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, there we go.
Mike not here?
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Radio, it's me, Karen Ashley, and with me today, you see what happened, we had a delay in the start of the show. Mike J is obviously not here to help us hold it down, but I have got Jeffrey on one side of me, I've got Topher on the other side of me, and I've got my girl Katrina standing right next to me also. How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? What's been going on? Stranger danger?
Causing problems, that's all. Causing problems.
I know. For those of you who don't know, we were giving Topher a hard time the other day on air because we have not heard from Topher in like a week or two. And of course, we get very upset when, you know, one of our family members doesn't check in often. And we were like giving him a hard time, but he's co-hosting tonight, covering for Mike J. We're very happy to have him.
I'm happy to be back. Trust me, it's been way too long for me.
We started all kinds of vicious rumors about you. So you can have the mic and set things straight. Or you can let the vicious rumors fly. I mean, we gave you street cred, but I'm just saying.
Well, maybe it's a whole lot better. Maybe your lies are a whole lot better than my truth. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
I've been doing a lot of studying for work, and it's just been keeping me away from the things that I need to be part of. My husband hasn't seen me in like forever, so it's not just you guys that I've been avoiding. I mean,
that you've been
not avoiding.
Well, we'll forgive you if you are, you know, ignoring your at-home love affair. Then I guess you can ignore us a little bit too. So.
Well, the good thing is that tomorrow I'm done, and I will be back doing my normal thing with you guys 5 days a week.
Awesome. Well, we're happy tomorrow. I hope everything goes well with all of your studying and your tests and all that good stuff. Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Yo.
How are you doing, Jeffrey?
You know I'm typing like a motherfucker.
Why are you typing, Jeff?
Because I'm trying to promote, bitch. That's what's up.
Yeah, see, Jeffrey's responsible.
We need everybody in the chat room to go grab, like, 6 people and bring them back because it's not looking very friendly tonight, and I'm not real pleased.
This is the thing. We need to have a contest that we need people to bring people to listen to the show. We need to figure out a way to track it, and then the person who brings the most people to listen to the show or has the most friends, you know, new listeners, then, I don't know, maybe they get to host the show. I don't know. We if they're in the Los Angeles area in August, they get to be on the reality show. I don't know. But I'm just saying we need to boost our listenership. So all of you fans out there, you guys need to tell your friends to listen to Unscripted Radio. If you like it, if it's fun, if it's crazy, we know it's the guiltiest pleasure, so why not spread the love and tell them about us?
That's right, and we'll talk about your sex life right on air. We don't blame
you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dildos and all, baby. Just stick to the wall.
Oh, honey, Mike's not here. I'm sure he's having fun. His mother's probably in the next room, and he's probably got his dildo in his ass. You know how he do.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
You should see the look my mother just gave me. I think I just really scarred her.
Yes, because you would hope that your son didn't use the dildo on the night that you come to visit him.
You know Mike's a freak. God bless his heart.
I know.
That's such a southern thing to say.
Well, his mom is a freak too, right?
Bless his heart.
Yeah, we found naked pictures of her when we was. I hope they're not listening. Actually,
wow,
I kind of do. That'd be even more funny. Ooh, I'm glad somebody else is on the line.
Find naked pictures of their parents. Like, you know, it's like your parents.
Dude,
your
I
parents
find no naked pictures of my parents.
Well, I didn't find any of mine either. But I found a picture of my mom. She had like a sexy lingerie. But I didn't see.
Oh,
her,
I
like,
did that too. Yeah, I found a picture of my mother in lingerie, but that was it.
Yeah,
I'd be scarred for life.
I was a police car for life.
But you know what's fucked up, though? When they moved out of the house that I grew up in, I moved into the big side because we had a duplex. I lived in the apartment next door, and then I moved into the big side where they lived.
Uh-huh.
And I finally got the big bedroom. I took their bedroom when they left. Well, then I go through the closet because they left in a hurry because she was getting the fuck out of Dodge. Didn't I find some edible underbridges in her motherfucking closet? She gonna cut me right now. She a cutting me ass. She said she ain't buy them.
Oh, my goodness.
You got them for
like
a gift or what? You got them for a gift from your wedding and you kept underwear britches for 20 fucking 5 years in your closet?
Right.
How you know you ain't? You could have got roaches.
Oh, right.
Go ahead, some edible underbridges.
I would just like to think parents don't like they don't have sex. I would just like to think that.
Oh, it don't bother me. I keep telling my mom she needs to go get a big black dildo and she gonna love it. I keep telling her once she go black, she ain't coming back.
Right. I don't know. You might be breaking up happy home. You don't want to break up your mom and daddy. I'm
ain't nothing happy. And then I keep telling my grandmother, I'm like, fuck killing the bastard. Just go cheat on him.
Jeffrey, you tell
what?
Your mama to go cheat on your daddy.
My mother, my grandmother.
Your grandma,
I don't like my grandfather. He ain't listening, if I can say it.
Oh,
what?
Man.
I don't care if he's listening. What's he going to do? Come over here and try to beat me with his cane? Mom, I'll fuck his ass up. He might shoot me. That's okay. I'll die for a notable cause. That fucking miserable fucking go sit in prison for the rest of his fucking years. I'm okay with it.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Right. Right. Obviously. I have never, well, you know, one thing you can say about Jeffrey is he always keeps it real. If he don't like you, you won't know. You don't know if Jeffrey Emmett don't like you.
Well, it's the truth. I called him out on it. I was like, well, Mom, how old do you think I was? About 10 that time I told Mom on the phone. It was the only time my mother said, go ahead. Because he was called. She
you
wouldn't
don't
even
like
speak of him.
Then, huh?
No, she wouldn't even speak of him. And so I would have to call and get my grandmother on the phone for her. And then he'll be like, what's the matter? Don't you want to talk to me? And finally, the one day I was like, as a matter of fact, I don't. And he's like, what you mean? I'm like, well, you're an asshole. And she just sat there, and I could see her cutting me out. It's like, watch your tongue, but go ahead.
Right.
And I told him about himself and his fucking Pepe. He had this dog, his little asshole. I think it was a poodle named Pepe. And that motherfucking thing, I'd be in the back seat of the car, and this dog would be attacking me. So when he wasn't looking, I would get the dog by the throat and pin it to the seat of the car. My grandmother turn around, see this, and she'd giggle, and then my grandfather turn around, I'd rip the dog up and act like we was playing. My fucking dog, I hated that son of a bitch.
Oh my God. So your grandpa was mean and the dog was mean. Everybody
well, he
was
wasn't
mean.
Real mean. He was just an asshole. He's one of them motherfuckers that he ain't never do nothing wrong, and the fact of the matter is he was an asshole.
So what's the difference of not being real mean and being an asshole?
My mother is fucking shit and bricks. She's like, your grandmother listens to that show, and so does your grandfather. Well, Grandpa, if you're listening, go fuck yourself. How about that one?
Oh,
yeah, Mom, you act like this is not shit I said. I went and pulled Grandma out of their motherfucking house. I ain't afraid of him. I'll fuck his ass up.
You going to jail. We got a reality show to shoot.
Honey, you know how great that'll be? I'm saying we're going to have to get the cameras out here and get some family fucking affairs.
If anyone's going to jail, it's me. I got more street cred than all of you.
Right. We don't
handle
cameras rolling yet. The cameras ain't rolling, so nobody's going to jail until the cameras are rolling. Thank you very much.
Fuck you both. I text you both and told you, bitches, I realized I'm going to be the scrapper of the group. Like, I'm going to be the one getting tarted away in handcuffs at the season finale of the reality show because I had to fuck some bitch up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
you
fine.
Do want to.
I appreciate that.
But
that's cool.
I will say this. Jeffrey's only going to fuck some bitch up if you, like, mess with one of us. Like, you could probably
that's
mess
right.
with him, and he ain't really going to do anything. But you mess with one of us, he's going to try to fuck you up.
That's
now,
right.
If you fuck with me, I'm going to give you a verbal tongue lashing, like, in the chat room, and maybe make you mad. And then you're going to maybe hit on another co-host and then try to hide it. And I'm going to have to call you out and tell you you a douchebag. I'm just saying.
Welcome back, Topher. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I apparently haven't missed a whole lot of anything.
Right.
No, we just got some motherfucking listeners who feel they deserve the utmost respect in the world because they a fucking listener. Like they say, I'm not the one.
Well, I'm not saying they don't deserve respect.
There's a story there.
Yeah.
Oh, this show
enough is. There's a story. The moral of the story, let me give you the long and the short. Don't mess with mama. That's it.
Right.
Just don't mess with mama and you'll live and you'll be unscathed and life will go on.
Don't fucking mess with my Cheerios, bitches, because I will cut you.
Right. Like I said, don't mess with mama.
Oh, my God.
Either that or I'll just completely ignore you and talk shit about you on the radio show. I'm just saying.
You like talking shit about people on the radio show.
Well, I'm saying, like,
and
if you're mad about it, go get your own show and talk shit about me. I'm just saying.
That's true. It's not hard to get a blog talk show. I mean, it really is pretty
easy. No, $40 a month. Well, half of these. Well, you can't afford $40 a month when you ain't got a job and you're a fucking loser. I'm just saying.
Oh, ouch.
That sounded real specific. Real specific.
What are you trying to say? You know I speak in general terms, and it's not my fault if certain people assume that it is about them when they live at home with their mother and maybe living below New York State. I'm just saying. Y'all maybe just got to stop taking things and meaning it's you. Don't you ever heard that song by Carly Simon, You're So Vain? I bet you think this shit's about you, don't you?
Well, no, I don't think it's about me because I don't live at home with my mom. But
yeah, me neither. It's not
know.
Me. It's not you.
It's not
so,
me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am sane, though, just for the record.
We're
this
clear.
Bitch has a job.
This squirrely bitch does too. So, I mean, I'm good. I can afford $40.
Well, this monkey bitch doesn't have a job.
Oh,
it's unscripted hiring.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
we paying a
Katrina,
whole lot of nothing.
She was complaining about some things. We were having a meeting early tomorrow morning. And she's like, I don't want to get up that early, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, you want me sending you $5? Because that's
I'm
her
like,
share of
be
advertising
a
revenue.
Check. I'm like, that would be a bigger check than I've gotten in a while.
Oh, hey, that's for all you motherfuckers listening to this. Bitch can help us. Get your ass over to unscriptedradio.com and click on donate. Send us $2, $5, $4, whatever you got. You can send it to us, and maybe we'll give you a special little treat. And you also could just click on them motherfucking ads. That's right. When you're listening on demand, go click on that ad right to play in the box. That one gives us a lot of money. And then once you get on the website, go click on that some more, because the more clicks you give, the more money we get. And then you could go over to Unscripted Radio and click on them.
Yeah.
Go
that's
scroll
right.
down to the bottom.
Yeah.
Use some Verizon files.
Mm-hmm,
go ahead,
baby.
Or a Lincoln.
Mm-hmm, baby.
You know, why don't they have something ghetto, like Absolute Vodka or something for us for an ad? Not no fucking Lincoln. Ain't none of us can afford one.
Stankin' Lincoln. That ghetto is Stankin' Lincoln? Man, that is like the original ghetto car.
I'm like, you know, maybe have a commercial for like a Dodge Neon or something. That's some shit people can afford.
Yeah, because then your extra large friends could all, like, try and squeeze into it.
No, if that was a Toyota Yaris, I still can't get over that. Them bitches got to be 450, 500 pounds a pop, and they was in a fucking
in
Toyota
Yaris.
They had to take their fat rolls out before they got out.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if it's stinking there. Didn't we come to the conclusion that fat people probably
you know,
stink?
There's just some crevices that air conditioning does not creep into.
The ass crack.
In between the
sweaty
bowl,
ass crack.
There's just some butter in between those rolls.
Ooh.
Oh, moisture. Man. Butter between the rolls. Oh, man.
Look, I can talk about this because I don't work there no more, so I don't know if it's a violation of HIPAA, and I don't really give a fuck. But I used to work with the mentally challenged, you know, just like some folks we know, dear to our heart, that don't have a job and can't afford the $40. I'm just saying, could be a male. I'm not really for certain. This guy was a huge one.
In the title.
He, what?
Could have a few S's in the title.
Could be. Reminds me of eggs, I'm just saying. Anyway, so what happened was, this guy that in the particular, that was one of the guys. What?
I don't know, I didn't say none. Go ahead.
I know, right? So this guy's fat roll, his stomach, like, hung down to his kneecaps. I mean, it was the fucking damnedest thing you ever saw. So you had to go in the shower. He actually wasn't that fat. I think he was fatter and lost weight. But, like, it just hung down to, like, his knees. It was crazy. So you had to go make sure he washed, picked it up, washed underneath it, and then made sure he dried it, because otherwise he would get chapped ass. I mean, it was
fucked up. Wait. If it was hanging down to his kneecap, was his schlong buried up underneath it?
I don't think he's seen that in a decade
or
so.
He probably had to sit down to pee.
Ugh. Yeah, he would have definitely had to sit to pee. Okay, my question is this. When you sit down to pee, does it go everywhere like a garden hose?
Only when you're hard.
Is it where it goes loose? Does it spray? Do you have, like, sprinkling all over the place? Or how does that work?
You'd have to ask.
Well, let me break it down. If you have a semi or a hard-on, then there's no way that you're going to bend that in half to pee, and so you have to kind of lean forward, put your hand, like, on over the toilet, and you have to pee kind of standing up but almost levitating a little bit. That way you get it all in the bowl and not around the bowl or on the bowl or, worse, on your feet. There you go.
Oh, man. I love that the doctor explains it to us. The eye doctor explains it to us.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's great. That was wonderful.
You know what I don't understand? It's Topher. After you piss, do you wipe the fucking rim?
No, because I get in the fucking hole. I'm an adult. I don't pee on this thing.
Unless your dick is a centimeter, that piss should be splashing.
No, he's a gentleman. He has a good aim.
Bitch, I've got great aim too, but that don't mean it don't splash
but
up.
You're not a gentleman.
You got a big pit.
Mama's a lady.
Apparently not that good aim if you have to wipe the seat, my friend.
Bitch, you went
okay,
in the water
and
it splashes up. You're
yeah,
a,
I have
you
a question.
You a Jedi, bitch. You don't like the rim. That's the problem.
Well,
this is
on the horizon. Go ahead.
Thank
Katrina.
You. My question is this. When you get up in the middle of the night to go pee and you come back to bed, do you have one little, like, drop, or do you dry it? Because I have noticed that when people get back into bed after they go pee, if they're not wearing pajamas, they like to rub that one little drop on the person sleeping next to them.
Oh,
and that's just
that.
Rude. That is rude.
Okay. Right, let me bring it down one step further. You shake a couple of times, because the seat's big enough. You can shake a couple of times and it doesn't go everywhere on the walls, on the mirror, next to your toothbrush. You shake a couple of times and then you go back to bed. You're good. You air dry that shit. And worst comes to worst, you can get the Dyson air dryer and just kind of, you know, put your penis in or kind of stand up and down.
Wow, that might wake you up, though, if you're trying to go back to sleep. That sounds like a whole project.
No, it's hot air. Worst comes to worst, you just get a hard-on.
And then, as we learned a few minutes ago, then you can't pee.
No, you can't pee sitting down if you have a hard on.
Right,
because
you can't bend that thing.
Just bend me up. Come on, you leave me out to dry here.
Yep, bitch. You better
get
your
hands. Thank you for that. I was trying to learn how to dry.
Does anybody know what area code is 111?
No.
That's not an area. I don't know what the fuck. I keep telling Scotty, I'm like, what the fuck? You tried to screen it and you hung up. I don't know who you are, but I'd like to have you on the show because
that's usually
I can't
from like another country. That's
but
usually
it's
another country. Yeah.
And then I
well,
want to
like
talk about what the rest
country.
Of it is.
From another country.
Right.
That's not an area code.
Right.
That's a country code.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
hung up.
Maybe calling from like Australia or something.
Well, they hung up. Can I say it now? Let's just say there was a lot of ones involved. I had never seen such a thing. Izzy, you can't get on the computer. I'm doing a show here, sister.
That's damn funny. Lord.
That's funny.
Okay.
I knew
okay,
right,
so I have a question for you women.
Yes.
I have a question for you women. So I understand how your cooter banger works. I get that. Don't you see on the seat in the front?
Okay. Hold on,
don't you pee on the front? A cooter banger.
Cooter banger. I love it.
Cooter banger.
That's your song.
Okay.
Baby.
So, do we pee in the front?
Do you? I'm pretty sure you guys, like, spray too, don't you? And then you just blame it on the guy?
Who the hell peed on this seat?
It was you.
No, we don't spray. It kind of comes down in, like, a stream.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. Can we repeat the question? I'm so stuck on cooter banger.
Does your cooter banger spray on the seat?
On the seat? No.
On the seat?
No, because we're sitting on the seat. And then it comes down in a stream.
I don't know. That doesn't seem so, as just as fun.
No, but if you ever have to, like, go someplace where it's not a regular toilet, where it's, like, not your home, and you have to, like, hover, and you have to hover, that could lead to sprinkles.
Yeah, that could lead to spray.
That could lead to stranger spray.
Yeah.
Stranger spray.
That is true.
DNA so all you, over your leg.
Like, if you're not at home, I mean, obviously, if you're not at home, you're not so quick to sit down on a seat. Like, you're gonna probably squat. And so it's, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yeah. Why?
You know, you could be that one. Because you could, how do you do that? Like, number one, I get. But if you're trying to take a dump, there's no way you're going to hover.
I'm not going to take a dump at a public restroom. That's what if you can't help it?
I don't care. That's not happening. Exactly.
Yeah, most women will not take a dump at a public restroom. So that only is going to happen at home. So if you're squatting, then you might, like, have some stranger sprinkle. And I don't know, you ever see that sign? Like, my mom used to have one at her beauty salon. If you sprinkle while you tinkle, don't forget to wipe the seat.
My aunt had one of those.
That is hilarious.
I can't say the word lady leaves her blood in the jar.
Well, I think I'm of the belief that there should always be a seat cover, and if they don't provide you with one, you make one yourself.
Right, with like 50 layers of tissue.
I don't care if it clogs up the toilet.
I'm going to put napkins all over everything.
Exactly. So then the wiping up
after yourself. What if you guys got, like, moist towelettes and just kind of, like, moist towelettes the seat?
No, that's supposed for comfort. I'm not into that.
No, because there could be gonorrhea violations, all kinds of things on it. That moist towelette doesn't have antibacterial bleach to kill, you know, things that...
Well, strands or gonorrhea.
How about we find out if this mystery caller has gonorrhea or if they sit on a public seat? Because I'm real curious who it is that keeps calling in. Excuse me, 111, you're on the air. Who the hell is this?
Hello?
It's a ghost.
111.
Hello?
Bitch, you just
called
in. We're talking to you.
Hola, hola.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I heard that. Hi.
Wait a minute. How can I have 111? I am 402. I'm up the street from you, Jeffrey.
Oh, it's Crazy Cat Lady.
I don't know how you get 111 out of that.
Crazy Cat Lady, where have you been all my life? We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, I crawled under a rock. My jaw hurts.
Have you been hanging out in the bomb shelter?
Yeah, the bomb shelter. That's it. Big rock, hole in the middle. How do you get every code 111 out of 402?
Honey, no. The whole number is 111-111-1111.
Well, I got nothing.
magic. She didn't think that if she identified it,
I like Sprint. I didn't know they made up stuff. Usually they say unidentified unless I identify me.
They make up fictitious phone bills, too. You better be careful.
I've never had that problem in, like, 18 years.
So tell us, Crazy Cat Lady, do you hover?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
I said a very important journalistic question here. Do you hover?
I heard the beginning of that. Yeah, sometimes it's kind of hard, I'm short. Sometimes it's safer to go out in the woods, too, I've decided.
Oh, well, there you have it, folks.
You're going to get poisoned on your food.
Say what?
Doesn't that go down your leg, though?
And then what do you want, with a pine cone?
No, Jeffrey, what do I have in my pockets all the time? Everything I need.
Oh, tissue.
I have everything I need in my pockets all the time. You need a flashlight, I got one. If you happen to need a screwdriver, I got that, too, sometimes.
Why, if you think if there's a nuclear fallout, I'm headed to the cat lady's house with my canned goods and phone books.
Sounds good to me.
Why do you need a phone book?
Oh, it's one of her rules. Go ahead. You tell them. I won't take away your glory.
Because that's what you put up against the windows, right?
Yes, but for what reason do you think?
So you can shoot them? Because they're, like, bulletproof?
Yes, exactly. I've shot them.
I knew it.
Yeah.
What?
Now,
wow,
a little Ken, Auburn phone book. A bullet will go through
it. I know this stuff.
Nothing's going through it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, then I need to stop throwing my phone books away. just in case someone wants to shoot me.
And hardcover books, softcover books, but if it's a science fiction book, I'll probably read it first, and then you can put it on the wall.
Okay.
I'm telling you, bitches,
and
when shit gets big,
funny,
and we got to go out in public, I'm going to be renting phone
funny,
books.
If it's funny girl porn like Fifty Shades of Grey, I'm going to read it first.
Okay, whatever, you know, I just assume somebody gets smart on the way out. You know, you might have an idea that'll save us.
Right.
Does that protect you against face-eating zombies also? Because I hear they're out on the loose.
Oh,
no,
yeah, did CDC really address that, too? Like, really, you guys put airtime into that? How stupid.
Well, you could give me the
right
mic for that one. That was Mike's
obsession.
Yeah,
Mike brought that up.
That
speaking
bad.
If there's no Mike, when do we do the primetime update?
Hey.
I can do that.
Okay, Topher's ready to do that. I was going to say, we're winging it. We just going for it tonight. Telling you.
Yeah, because
okay,
typically we would say, it's 9:26. Do you know what time that means? What time it is? Time for the primetime update.
Kick it.
I have a little backstory before we get started.
Oh, wait, is that the show?
Hold on, Topher, you got theme music. Jeffrey, where's the theme music for the primetime update?
I'm waiting. Hold on. Scotty, where the fuck are you
so
now with the damn button? please bear with me.
Words with friends with me.
Oh, my mental, por favor. Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide.
Ay, my radio shows run. Call you on a dick.
Okay.
I got nothing.
There we go. Okay, so if you want to pull a senior prank, the last thing you want to do is put goats on the roof of your high school. Apparently, what the Associated Press is saying is that in Simsbury, Connecticut, putting four pygmy goats on the roof of your high school might get you in some trouble. Authorities say firefighters rescued the goats from overhanging a Simsbury high school on Wednesday morning, following a suspected senior prank. No kidding. Principal Neil Sullivan says the goats were discovered by a custodian about 5:30 in the morning. No injuries were reported. After being taken down, the pygmy goats were brought to Flagmig Farm in Westbury. Officials say they're trying to find the rightful owner. Sullivan says school officials are working with the police to try to crack the case, but they don't want to overreact to the incident. That's very interesting.
Right. Goat is that
pick up the spice may help your heart. MSNBC says that hitting the gym is a great way to keep your heart healthy, but what about breaking a sweat while you're eating dinner? Eating spicy foods may protect your heart against disease. According to new research presented at research meetings in the American Chemical Society, scientists from China are saying that if you eat food with capsaicinoids, things like jalapenos, chili peppers, cayenne peppers.
Not gonna happen. Nope.
Let me finish. Gosh, rude. Researchers fed hamsters high cholesterol diet, giving one group spicy foods and the other capsaicinoid-free meals. The hamsters that had the spicy foods had lower LDL levels, or bad cholesterol, if you will, compared to the ones that didn't have the spicy foods. So it might not be a bad idea to let your booty burn sometimes.
Woo!
Okay, and that's all I have. How did I do?
You did
not bad. We need to hear the outgoing music.
That is what, oh my gosh, riveting.
And that is how it's done.
That
okay,
is what's
so nice. Side story.
Now you
got
to take Jeff, Karen, and Katrina back to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That
Hello?
Was the primetime update. Jeff, Katrina, and Karen, back to you.
Nice.
Wonderful. You did a great job.
That was
okay,
well
so
done.
Now to the backstory. Go to
okay,
the backstory.
So the backstory is, when Mike asked me to be the fill-in host, I was very excited, and then he put in the email that if we wanted to do the primetime update, we could, and I was like, well, I don't want to let you guys down. So I started researching. Now, I'm dyslexic, so it's hard for me to read. It's hard for me to go to all these different websites to try to find something interesting. I'm letting you know. So that was the best I got.
Well,
I
like
it. Let me tell you what Mike does. He goes to, like, all the porno sites first, and he tries to see if there's any news available there, and if there's not, then he goes to, like, the zombie sites, and he finds, like, weird stuff about people eating each other and shit. So he found an actual news story, so you're, like, a step ahead of the game.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly. Sometimes I think he makes some of the stuff up, personally.
I swear he must. My favorite, though, was the thing about the Chinese zoologist licking the monkey's butt. That was brilliant. That was amazing. That actually really happened. That was disgusting. That was some animalistic sex fantasy crazy stuff.
My favorite one was where the guy was killed by a swan. Do you guys remember that one?
No, what happened?
Oh, my gosh. This guy was swimming in some lake or whatever not, and he got too close to a swan and its babies, and the swan ended up drowning the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
What a graceful, majestic creature. Much like myself, I'll drown you if I need to. So, do we remember what our top 10 is this Friday? We're doing...
It is. Go ahead. Do you want to tell them?
Yeah. The top 10 excuses you use to get out of a date.
Love it.
Ooh, I didn't get that memo. Somebody forgot to put me in the email.
We announced
there
it yesterday. We didn't send an email. I just created it, and they were forced to go with it. They are my honor hostages.
We're fine with it. We're fine with it. It was
because
great.
Because we never announced the top 10 people that you don't want at your barbecue, even though I posted mine, like, weeks ago. So I decided we needed to move on, and maybe we can do the top 10 people you don't want at your barbecue in conjunction with the 10 best excuses you've used to get out of a date.
Yeah, I did the first one. I did people who you don't want to go to a barbecue with, and I sent mine to Ethan. He was like, we're doing this next week. I was like, okay, fine.
I know. But then last week we had an anniversary show, and so we didn't get to do it.
We just kept pushing it back and pushing it back.
Yeah. So, Ethan, if you're out there, top 10 best excuses you've used to get out of a date.
Hey.
I've got
some.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. And I want to give you all an example of one. This is a freebie. One of the top 10 best excuses to get out of a date. You say, sorry, honey, I can't make it. I'm baking bread, a.k.a.
You got a yeast infection?
You don't need to tell me, a.k.a. We got it. You're a smart bunny.
Imagine if some chick told you that, you'd be like, no, it's cool. Stay home. I'm not hungry anyway.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Wow.
I'm giving you guys that one as a freebie. I haven't personally ever used it, but I'm guessing it would work.
Oh,
it would be even funnier if a dude said that.
Hey, that can happen.
But he would have to get it. He would have to get it from a girl. So that's even raunchier.
And obviously that didn't happen to me, but it may have happened to one of my relatives who shall remain nameless. Uncle Jerry.
Ooh.
Uncle Jerry, why'd you do it? Why'd you go in that dirty oven? damn, just say no.
He's a fucking guinea, man. He's a trooper. He'll get his snorkeling gear on, and he's going to go snorkeling in the boat.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't get your red wings. Don't go putting your dough in a dirty oven. Don't do it, Uncle Jerry.
Okay, I have a question. I need help. Could somebody tell me what channel Bravo's on Verizon Fios? I'm trying to taste that Kathy Griffin talk show at...
I have no idea.
Well,
it's 1053 on my cable.
It's 64 in Charleston.
94 something.
Well, you guys have high numbers for your good shows.
The HD channels are in the thousands, so it's 1053.
Oh, mine are all like 500 in the 500s because they're like 500. Yeah, this is a really great.
Yeah, mine are in the 400s.
Oh, see, what the fuck? Doesn't anybody have Verizon Fios? Oh, y'all got Comcast out there, right? Or Cox or one of them?
No, I have Time Warner.
I just like to say Cox. I have Cox. Cox.
I just like saying that word.
Right.
Are you baking bread? Is that what's going on?
But where I am right now, I'm Time Warner. It's 442. You're welcome.
I don't have time for a bitch. I got Verizon files. I got real shit. Well, I found it. It's 185. Oh, yeah. I could have sworn I set this to record on my DVR, and apparently I didn't, and it kind of pisses in my fucking Cheerios.
Well,
what are you
in
Cheerios?
Let's get back to the show.
Well, it's better than somebody shitting in my Wheaties.
There's truth
funny.
In that also, I guess.
Yeah,
because
that's...
Wheaties are fibrous, so that makes sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Crazy Cat Lady. She just texted me the fucking channel, and if I would have looked, I would have known. She said 185. God bless her heart.
Yeah,
do you guys know
what
time
it is
now? Do you guys know what time
it is? Maybe time for the Thursday program?
Yeah, I got some goodies.
Can a bitch get some music? Can a bitch get some music?
Does
anybody know?
Can a bitch get some music?
Does anybody know what it's labeled?
Not porno.
Oh, I think I know. I think I know.
Oh, snap. You didn't know?
Whatever.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
A lot
of music,
okay. I know, right? I get the long, extra long intro. Wow.
Hey.
I can
on top of shit, God bless your heart.
I know, right? Okay, so I know all of you know there's like been a big uproar. Miley Cyrus is engaged to Liam Hemsworth officially.
Yay.
Sporting the rings, walking around town. She locked him in, ladies. Well, is about to lock him in. So this
right.
is where the uproar comes. People don't really care that they're engaged. But what they're
Wait,
kind
how
of
old
like,
is he?
He's older, but she is 19. And that is a big hoo-ha-ha. I mean, do you think it's a little young to be getting married?
Of course.
Yeah, who cares?
Do I think it's going to last longer than 6 months? No.
Well, they've been together for a couple of years,
they've been together
haven't
for
they?
A long time.
That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, I'm not saying it does, but I'm saying everybody should go through a divorce. She's high profile. She'll get a couple of them. I mean, why is anybody shocked? What's the big deal?
Right. Well, this is the thing. They've actually, like you said, they actually have been dating for quite a few years. And, you know, of course, when he booked the role in Hunger Games, they were like, oh, he's going to leave her, you know. But he's, you know, put a ring on it. He's 22 and she's 19. So, I mean, I don't care. I just want people to, like you said, I'd love for them to get married. And if it works, great. If it don't, who cares?
It won't.
I think that you're 18 years old. You haven't really
You're
gotten
so positive.
Oh, she's just crazy. She's like a crackhead. She's a little wild child crackhead.
She's not a crackhead.
On.
She's a salvia head. Get it right.
She is right. Yeah, because that's legal. You know what? I have done some field research in that matter because I'm in California, and everybody here is a pothead. And I've been asking around what that stuff is, and I met someone that owns the biggest company that sells it, and I was like, what is that? Is it legal? Is it illegal? And they said it's completely legal, but it shouldn't be because it's like a hallucinogen, like acid or something. That's the owner
of
the company.
Oh, you're talking about the salvia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I have that shit grow in my backyard. It's not that
she's
bad.
A crackhead.
You tried
she's
it?
Crackhead. Yeah, have you tried it?
No, he grows in my backyard.
Oh,
has pretty purple flowers. I don't smoke purple flowers.
Okay, you have to create it, exactly. Okay, but she has, and she's a crackhead.
Well, her manager says that because, you know, her life experiences have allowed her to mature much quicker than her average 19-year-old. She's managed a music career, an acting career, public scrutiny, and a long-distance relationship with her now fiancé that, you know, maybe they have a chance. I just look at it like, don't all actors do that and they still get divorces? But
thank
we wish you.
You
well, Miley.
Right. Yeah.
More power to her. More power to her.
She's a little way too skinny these days. Huh?
I said, good for her. More power to her. She
wants to do it by all means. How much are they going to waste on that wedding, and who's going to pay for it?
I wonder if, like, country music or somebody's going to pay for it.
And how country is it going to be?
Very country.
Like, who's going to sing? Like, I'm
her
very
dad.
Interested in this hee-haw event that's going to happen. Okay, so you guys know Amanda Bynes. We had a great laugh. We talked about it yesterday.
It's been the best thing that's happened this week, especially her tweet to Barack Obama.
Especially for Katrina.
You know.
Oh, my God.
I ate that shit up. He says, at Barack Obama, I don't drink. Please fire the cop who arrested me. I also don't hit and run. The end. So guess who else had to, like, say something because it was just too much for him to take? CNN's Anderson Cooper on Anderson Cooper 360 Wednesday. He says, if you don't know who she is, join the club. Cooper says of Vine, she apparently used to be on Nickelodeon, then was in the movie Hairspray, and some other movies that you probably never heard of. We're not making light of the charges against her. It's serious stuff. But the reason why she's on the ridiculous is because, like any sensible quasi-celebrity, she has taken to Twitter to defend herself. So he was just, like, ragging on her the whole show.
Love
and
it.
Was even, like, even threw some shine on Miley Cyrus and Liam and was like, you know, compared to Amanda Bynes' tweet, like, this whole Miley Cyrus and Liam thing is actually kind of good news.
Love it.
Everyone thinks
awesome.
You're a douche, Amanda Bynes. You weren't here. And I don't think you said much about it, Jeffrey. I'm anxious to hear how you feel about it all, because we had such a great laugh.
The bitch need Jesus.
She needs more than that. She needs rehab.
Mr. Obama, like, I don't drink and I don't hit and run people. Like, you need to fire that cop because, like, I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just, like, doing this because I need publicity because my fucking movie sucked and that last one where I dressed up like a dude didn't go over so well. And, like, I just need help with my career. So if you could, like, tweet me back and get me some attention and maybe a movie role, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks. Love, Amanda. Mwah.
What's funny is she doesn't need it. Like, I was tallying how much money her boyfriend makes, Seth MacFarlane, and
uh-huh.
I counted that he's made over $1 billion.
They're together.
He's in half of the TMZ videos, driving as her passenger. She's driving off wasted. Well, maybe she's his cover. But I
maybe
think that it's hilarious. No, she doesn't. I checked. But no, she doesn't. I can definitely verify that. But he's made over $1 billion with all of his whole Family Guy empire that he's built. So I don't think she really needs to work.
Wow.
I think she's
just
bored. I think she just needs to get a life.
She's got a fat face.
I'm going to say
what?
It one more time. You need to go to the channel Fat B and let's get this fucking mess in a dress on the show.
That's funny.
She's a little busy tweeting Obama to respond to my tweets. But
maybe
I'll see what I can
Obama
do.
And ask if there's any way that he can get Amanda Bynes on the show.
That's if MacFarlane eats pussy, he doesn't suck dick.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's a fucking lie. See, she is a dyke. I told you months ago that she's a dyke. And I'm telling you because he's a fag. He's a cocksucker. Them dick-sucking lips. I don't care what he says. He's all support for the gays because he's taking in the ass on the down low. I'm telling you right now.
Well, maybe they're swingers. Maybe they do everything.
She is fucking the shit out of him. I'm telling you right now.
She
is getting her big fucking dick out the fucking top drawer, and she is going to town on his ass. She's like, that's right, call me Snow White. Call me Snow White. What the fuck was her name in that one movie? Penelope?
I don't know.
That Snow White, that one where she was dressed up as the dude. I can't remember.
I don't even remember that movie. Like, that's just how much I don't know about her.
That
I don't know. She was like a
That movie was kind of good. That movie was kind of good. And the only reason why it was good, because Channing Tatum was in there and he was shirtless half the damn movie.
You are such a little fucking boy. I bet you love Mean Girls too, huh?
Shut the fuck up.
I know it. You're a mean girl.
That's a yes.
You're a bitch.
Okay, so for the last story, you know, it's funny, but Taylor Swift, you know, she had a little rendezvous with John Mayer, and this was back in the day. And then
Taylor Swift boning John Mayer? What?
She boned him. She definitely boned him.
And, you know, you know, John Mayer always has to kiss and tell. He did it to Jessica. He's done it. You know, he's just a little hoe. He's actually a big hoe. Like, I don't understand why all these girls keep talking to John Mayer.
Like, Wilmer Valderrama.
Huh?
Like Wilmer Valderrama.
He's also jumped around, too.
And he kissed and told.
Okay, but Fez is cute.
No, it's not. He's, like, weird and, like,
yeah,
kind of weird to me.
Okay, but wait, I missed it. Who is
like
fucking John Mayer?
Huh?
Taylor Swift is voting John Mayer.
What the fuck?
No, not only did she bone him, her song, Dear John, was written about him. And he told Rolling Stone in an interview that he was really humiliated by the song, which Swift supposedly wrote about him. I didn't deserve it, John Mayer says. I'm pretty good at taking accountability now, and I never did anything to deserve that. It was a really lousy thing for her to do. But then one of her friends fired back.
Grow a fucking sack, dude. Grow a sack.
Right, exactly.
It's a 17-year-old girl writing about a song on her guitar that she's crying all over that sparkly hair. Jesus.
Exactly. Well, one of her friends was like, oh, no, he ain't trying to play victim. This sack of shit, you know, basically she was a conquest to him. Like, you know, and now he wants to cry victim. Give me a break. So, you know, John Mayer... That's funny. I like the fact that she straight up wrote a song about his ass. She was like, I'll write a song about it. Like, here it goes. Probably made millions off of that motherfucker and what he did to her. Because you know he hit it and quit it. You know he did.
That's what you get.
What a dick.
Can
we all agree that John Mayer is a douchebag?
Can we please Google that immediately and figure out what the words are, what she said about him?
It says, Dear John, I see it all now. Now it was wrong. Don't you think 19 is too young to be played by your dark, twisted game when I say I love you so? She was saying, I'm 19, he over here playing twisted games with me. Don't you think? Yeah. I just
she threw
like,
all his cards on the floor.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And
she is a new Alanis Morissette. You don't want to piss her off.
Right.
That's
and then she says, I was caught off guard, and it really humiliated me at the time when I'd already been dressed down. I mean, how would you feel if at the lowest you've ever been, someone kicked you even lower?
Get the fuck out of here. You got your ass beat and kicked when you were down by a 19-year-old? Suck it.
Right. You're a little prick.
Isn't he like 40? What's he doing fucking a 19-year-old?
Exactly. Well, that's what she said.
Isn't the American dream?
Well, you're a stupid bitch. You're 19 and you're fucking a 40-year-old who looks like a fucking hobbit, bitch. What's wrong with you? Go take your guitar and shove it up your ass.
Maybe she's a fan of Lord of the Rings.
He's so fucking ugly. There's nothing attractive about him. And that
Elijah
stupid
Wood
fucking song, what was it, Wonderland or Your Body's a Wonderland? Bitch, with your fucking brain a dark cavern.
That
you stupid
sucks.
Fuck. I couldn't stand him, his music, or Daddy's Be Good to Your Dog. What the fuck?
Well, he just had his ego kicked while he was down by a 19-year-old in the tabloid, so good for
him. Well, he's ugly as shit.
That's true.
He should put a fucking bag on his head and then quit his music career.
But you can be ugly as shit and have a guitar, and then you're just a beautiful artist with your vision.
No, fuck you. Fuck you.
Sorry.
I am a weakling for a man with a fucking guitar, but somebody would look like, fuck that. I bet you I'll never be that fucking weak. That Nope. Not going to happen.
That's all I got on my Thursday throwdown. I am so glad I incited a riot.
Yeah, you did. Wow. Mm-hmm. You got everybody going.
And why is she going to sleep with him? I bet you he got some venereal disease.
Yeah, you're supposed to do the freak me dance when that song comes on. Boom,
I hope
boom,
that Taylor boom, Swift boom. Bones Wilmer Valderrama next. After he went on Howard Stern, the ugly guy from that 70s show, Fuzz.
They were all ugly.
Well,
which one?
That's the ugliest
one.
The
foreign one. I love that Topher motherfucker. He is just something about him is sexy, especially when he was the bad guy.
No, he's a nerd.
I am married, okay?
I love nerds.
There's
so few. I love nerdy guys.
Yeah,
Love them.
You love dirty guys?
Nerdy, bitch.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Well, I just want you to know, Katrina.
I love dirty guys. That's why I like
sure as hell,
Power Rangers. Hmm?
I sure as hell didn't just tweet Amanda Bynes from the Unscripted Radio Show account and tag you in it. I sure enough did not.
I sure enough didn't retweet that either.
Mama, I'm gonna punch all of y'all. Anyway, as I was saying, back to Wilmer. I would like to sit on his face because he's dirty, but he's fun and he's funny, and then he could go ahead and tell the tabloids about it. As he tells them, he'll be like handcuffed and bruised and bald from duct tape.
Did you just say that you want to sit on his face? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Whose face are you That's sitting classic. On again? I missed it.
Wilder Valderrama's.
Yeah. I mean, I know I can't sit on anything else because he probably got herpes from Lindsay Lohan.
Was he in Bananarama?
He's dated every. Oh my gosh! I won't allow
that
him
to
sit on
them. They went to hell. Don't sit on
them. And then he dates them, and then he talks about it. That's awesome!
Yes.
Like, talk about the publicity for the show. He would have to tell them all of the horrifying things that I did to him. It would be such great publicity for all of us.
Don't sit on his face, girl.
Especially when you shit on his wife.
Exactly, exactly. How you like that hot plate, you kinky fucker?
She's going to piss on his counter. Oh, I'm dirty, bitch, Vamarama. You want to go listen to some Banana Hammer? Or
you
want to
play with the big dog? All right, here you go, Pumpkin. Here you go. Good luck. Have fun telling Howard Stern about that. Bam.
No, you know what? I'm going to call into Howard Stern. I'm going to get him on the show. You want to know how?
No.
I would be like, Howard, if you have the cast of Unscripted Radio in your fucking studio, I will get my great dear co-host, Katrina A. Johnson, to shoot a ping pong out of her fucking snatchina into your mouth.
Open wide, big boy. Here comes a treat.
That's
what
nasty.
Did you call it, Topher? What did you
what?
Call it, then?
Everyone
what
is so eager to see my rocket launcher in action.
Oh, what did I call it? I forgot what I called it.
Oh, man, we're going
to your Google banger.
Yeah.
No, your cooter banger.
Cooter banger,
cooter
yes.
Banger.
Cooter banger
yeah.
And the fat Gina. I love it.
My Beijing tickler.
There, cooter banger.
Beijing tickler.
And if there's a forest near a cooter banger, it's a hairy cooter banger.
Well, you've got a
Beijing
tickler.
Oh, no.
I've got a Bangkok trombone.
So 90% of the women.
Oh, man. Oh,
maybe
man.
It should be a tuba. Boop, boop.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
That was a really good Thursday throwdown.
I know.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Thanks.
Especially when we talk about that ugly fuck. Ugh.
What? Who's the ugly
you
one? John Mayer?
John Mayer. I really can't stand his
John
fucking
Mayer.
Face. He really bothers me. He's all fucking white and sickly looking, like he's got sickle cell anemia or something. Like, I just can't do it.
I don't really
have
sickle cell
disease.
Yeah. I don't really get it. Like, I don't get, like, why all these girls are, like, crazy, crazy for him. Like, he really gets all the chicks. Like, really does.
So gnarly. Ew.
Now, you know who I think is fine as shit, but he's, oh, I wish he was a queer bait. What's this puss there? He's
Channing
on the voice.
Tatum?
No, man.
Oh, my God.
He looks
Black
like
guy,
shit. I watched
Adam
The Vow
Levine.
Today. Let me just do this real quick. I watched The Vow today. Boo! That shit sucks.
He can't act, but he's so damn beautiful.
Be
listen, he's about to be.
He looks like ass in it. Like, his face and his body were just not the right proportion. Like, he must have just got off of filming something. I don't know.
Listen carefully. He's about to star in the Chippendale film, and I'm about to be a happy woman.
91%.
You know
they're not going to
go
no bed. Well, we can sure see tits and fucking vagina all fucking day long in films, but we don't ever get to see no good dick.
Exactly.
There was one in American, that new American Pie, they showed one.
Yeah, but probably somebody ugly.
But it's one. It's Jason Biggs. It's the main character. Who wants to see that?
Ew.
I'd rather watch
Nobody wants to
grind.
See that. But you know what?
Now, if it was Stifler.
I didn't know they could do that. Like, I was like,
what about in Boogie Nights? In Boogie Nights, you get to see it.
That wasn't
yeah.
even real.
It was a prosthetic penis.
Don't worry about that. You get to see one. Damn, there can't be choosers.
What's that guy? You know, anybody know? He was in Been Kissed. He was the teacher. What's his name?
Michael. Remember when Harvey Keitel in the piano? You see a schlong.
You could see that guy's dick.
Who wants to see that?
What about 6 Degrees of Separation? Don't you see some schlong in there too? I know all the schlong movies.
Well, they said they're gonna it's now cleared. Like you can show a penis on screen, so I'm sure. You know, they said in the new movie when they do, 50 Shades of Grey, there's definitely going to be penis action.
Oh, hell yeah.
What was the one? Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Uh-huh.
That changed my whole fucking view on Jason Segel. Can I just tell you?
When? It
was fucking huge. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
It was not.
Yeah.
Oh, you like nerds, though. You like nerd penis. That's okay.
No. No. He is not attractive to me, but I was impressed with his dick. I was like,
You go right ahead, and that's all you. I want nothing to do with it.
So you're going to send a little bit all around my face.
But it's always an ugly dude.
And it is my mission before I die, one way or another. Who?
LL Cool J.
Oh, him too. But no, Mark Paul Gosselaar. That motherfucker, Franklin the Bear, should be taking his shirt off, showing his ass. Love him. I will eat him up like a biscuit and gravy.
I don't want to bang
Zach Morris.
No way.
I don't want to bang. I didn't even want to bang Zach Morris.
I almost did AC Slater, but I turned him down. He was too
ew. Busy.
Isn't he gay also? He's hot now. What are you talking about?
No, he is hot now. But back then, when he was a Gary girl.
He's definitely not gay. He's a slut.
Isn't he married with a kid?
He was married four or five years ago. He wasn't married yet. Allie Landry, he married
her. The Hot Doritos girl.
But why did he find out for the
Smirnoff vodka chick.
Hold up. But why did she find out? This is some good juice. He married her, but then she found out the day after her wedding that he had sex with a stripper the night before their wedding.
with the Girls Gone Wild guy.
Yeah, they had a whole bachelor party.
Yeah, no, I know the whole thing. I used to fly on their private jet. Yeah, no, I know the whole story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Ashley, you always got the scoop. What happened with that country singer and Renee Zellweger?
They got married, and they stayed married, 2 weeks. Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I think
and then
Chesney
she realized that she was taller than him. And
No.
And
apparently,
she
called
fit in
it
his
fraud.
What is that? And everybody said he was gay, but then he says he's not. So what was it? Come on, Karen, you always got the scoop.
I don't really have country scoop. They don't interest me. I don't like country
music. It doesn't interest me neither, but when somebody fucking says fraud on their marriage license, you know I'm nosy as shit.
Right. Yeah,
I don't even listen to the
dude. It's supposed to be like irreconcilable differences. I mean, that's what everybody goes through, but she made sure she checked the fraud box.
This motherfucker's fraud. She was pissed. I just think they didn't know each other. They probably started banging, and they were like, let's get married. And they did, and were like, ugh, I can't stand your ass.
She got blinded by his stupid guitar music. Another one of those dumb bitches get blinded by the guitar. And then
she looks like
her stupid life
away. Lennon. I mean, Jesus.
Yes, she does. But I do love me some Bridget Jones. I don't like her really, but I love Bridget. So I'm a fan.
I'll give it to her. I love me some Bridget Jones. He's a really good actor.
I love Bridget.
I'm not that gay. Sorry. That's not
going to
happen.
Oh, I like Bridget Jones. I thought that was good.
The first and the second. They're classics. I love it. I'll never get over it. I love it, love it, love it, forever love it.
Guys, we're pretty much at the end of the show. It's what, a minute? This was a great time. Over.
That was a lot of fun. I'm so glad to be back, guys. I really am.
You did a great job with the, news break and... have a good test tomorrow, and you got to be the smartest one in the room, so you better pass.
That's right.
I don't study to fail. Let's put it that way. I do not study to fail.
There you go.
Right.
Any last thoughts, people?
Who?
I said, any last thoughts?
Oh, donate.
I want to say thanks to Scotty Too Hot.
Donate.
That's right, bitches. Give us your motherfucking money.
Click on some ads.
Thanks
to Scotty Jihadi for being on top of the sound effects. You're fantastic. And thanks to Crazy Cat Lady for calling in and sharing her nutty stories. God bless your heart.
Woo-hoo. A little time to enjoy the radio.
Yes. On Super Radio, you're
going to be a pleasure. Good night,
everybody. Good night,
bitches.
Good night, assholes.
Are you talking to me?
Hey, I was nice today. You just call me an asshole.
I don't know who you calling an asshole. Bitch about to get cut, though. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you tomorrow.
Super.